Welcome to the Terrible Podcast with your hosts from thehammerspeaks.com, David Todd, and from SteelersDepot.com, Dave Bryan. Just two Daves talking all the Steelers football you could ever want. And now, here's Dave and Dave.
Welcome back to the Terrible Podcast. This is Dave Bryan. Let's see, what is today? Today's Sunday. The Steelers had to move to the indoor facility back at the south side today because of the rain in Latrobe. So the media had a it was a closed practice to only the media was allowed to view the practice, and because of that they were not allowed to tweet, no social media allowed or anything like that. So we really don't have a lot to report of what happened today outside of Ben Roethlisberger did not work today with his ankle. It was reported by Bob Labriola and Mike Prisuta on the Steelers Live episode at 5 that I believe it was Willie Colon in the early portion did not work today with his ankle. Antonio Brown, that was undisclosed. They said he was riding a bike early on. Cameron Hayward, undisclosed, did not work. Jeremy Capinos in his back continues to be a problem, and Mike Tomlin called it week to week after the session was over when he talked to reporters. And you know, Drew Butler, he's going to win this. I mean, it's way too early to call, but I mean, you can't make the club in the tub, you know, like I said, I believe yesterday. So Capinos, that looks like that's going to be a while with him. They might have to make a move to get another punter in there just to save some wear and tear on the leg of Drew Butler, though. So we'll have to watch that. Isaac Redman was reportedly back working on Sunday with his groin problem that he had. You know, there's not much to report as far as the afternoon session. The first stuff is usually conditioning and drills like that. So we don't know if Cameron Hayward just got the day off. We don't know if Antonio Brown just got the day off, or if they just were not participating in the first part of practice. Mike Tomlin, the ankle with Ben seems to be a non-issue. I think even Ben said that really the plan might have been to give him yesterday and today off. They have a day off, of course, Monday, or maybe it was today and Monday off was what was scheduled for Ben. It's just something to keep your eye on, but nothing, I wouldn't be headed towards the bridges just yet with that. Little nicks and all like that are going to happen. We'll see if he gets playing time and how much playing time against the Eagles on Thursday, which, I would think he'd get at least a series out there in that game. Curtis Brown did not make it all the way through practice, evidently, with a knee discomfort, according to Tomlin. One bit of good news, it seems Lamar Woodley and the groin issue, he was a full participant today. Roethlisberger told, I think Ed Bouchette reported, that he's fine and does not have a sprain, and he'll reportedly be back Tuesday at practice. Mark Cabali reported that he was limping slightly, so take that for what it is. Mike Adams still running with the first team left tackle. That's not a surprise there, at least till Max Starks comes off the PUP list, which Tomlin termed these guys on the PU, some of them are week to week, and Max is going to be one of those guys along with Harrison and Jason World. So, Tomlin, he praised the team today for, because he put them through a variety of unusual circumstances, he called it, and they responded to it. And he mentioned, everything from Friday night lights to the short yardage and goal line drills, to the logistics of having to work out in the indoor facility today. That's quite a stress on a team, I guess, over a course of like 3 days like that. Friday night lights out, of course, is late practice, and they get up, walk through on Saturday, have a practice which includes the goal line drill on Saturday. And then they wake up today and then have to go to the I forget how many miles they said it was from from St. Vincent to the indoor facility there back at the Southside. So overall, not too much to report. There was no report on any if Ryan Baker or Brandon Johnson with those ankle injuries that they suffered yesterday, if they were able to get back to work today. A few other bumps and bruises we just don't know about at this time. There was no roster moves evidently made today, so you know that's a good sign as far as the depth of the linebackers go. What am I missing here? I really think that's about it. I think you'll see the media back hard at it tomorrow with these reports and all. And you know, I haven't put up these running report posts during the day because really there's nothing coming out to report. I believe David Todd will be back out there tomorrow. He'll be tweeting it up. I'm sure Kabali will. Ken Laird will probably be tweeting it up pretty good tomorrow. So, or not tomorrow, I should say. I should say Tuesday. They're off tomorrow. So, there won't be much going on tomorrow whatsoever. It would be interesting to see if we get a roster move or something like that because of the depth that maybe a nick at one of these positions, specifically the linebacker position. And then, of course, Thursday is the game against the Eagles. And, you know, Tomlin admitted today that they don't really get into the division of labor or get into game planning, right just this, this second on. There's not a whole lot of game planning that goes into a preseason game. Of course, the big news today, I guess Andy Reid's son, passed away at their training camp today. Just a tragic thing, but if you know the history behind both of his sons, it's probably not too surprising to you. Andy Reid, he catches hell from Eagles fans and all like that, but, genuinely, Andy Reid seems like, a nice guy. I give him hell a lot during Twitter or during games of the Eagles because of the timeouts that he likes to burn and all like that. So, condolences out to that organization and all. That's got to be tough to go through. And then, a lot of their teammates are going to be playing with a heavy heart on Thursday. And evidently, Andy Reid's, I believe, I read a report where he's going to coach in that game. So that'll be an emotional game for the Eagles on the Eagles side of things as well. So. I'm not going to burn up too much of your time tonight. No guests tonight. And that's kind of to be expected with the media. Just, the media is probably tired and Sunday night. And I think Kabali told me yesterday he was off. So, not a whole lot to report tonight. But if there is anything, that comes out later this evening, I'll add it up in the post, the training camp recap from Sunday. But until then, we should be back with a pretty good recap podcast on, let's say, I'm not going to do one on Monday. We'll do one on Tuesday. And, of course, David and I will have our regular episode on Tuesday as well, too. Got a lot to talk about. And with all that said, I hope you had a great weekend. And, like I said, no podcast on Monday. I've got to make some tall grass short on Monday. And I'll be monitoring Twitter and all like that to go along with it. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next on Tuesday. Have a great evening.
Good work. We weren't going to try to combat the weather today. Had an opportunity to come back and work here in the indoor facility. We'll have some evening meetings. Of course, tomorrow will be a player's day off. They'll be back in time for bed check tomorrow. But I thought they put a nice exclamation point on a good competitive weekend. Put them in a variety of unusual circumstances, and they responded. From Friday night lights to short yards and goal line yesterday to the logistics of coming down here and performing. I like the way the group is showing me that they're capable of playing anytime that we roll the ball out under any circumstances. So good developmental thing there. We'll keep pushing forward. Nothing new on the injury front. Curtis Brown did have a little soreness in his right knee, wasn't able to finish. Some other guys are working their way back. But really kind of status quo, being status quo with his ankle. He should be fine. We'll take a look at it, give him – it'll be a day-to-day thing, see how he goes there. Questions?
Coach, what are you looking for from Mike Adams from the first team snaps?
I'm looking for the same thing that I'm looking for everybody. I want to see growth and development in all areas.
Mike, I know you're here because of the weather, but is it sometimes good to get away from camp and the monotony of what's going up there?
No, I love camp. But I'll do what I got to do to roll the ball out and get some work done, and obviously it was necessary today to come back and get it done here.
Mike, Jeremy Kapanos hasn't been around for a couple of days.
Yeah, he's experiencing some back discomfort. I characterize him as week to week at this point. I'll give you an update when there's a change in his condition.
Will it be mostly young guys on the special teams Thursday night?
You know, just based on how we're handling the rotation, we're not going to address that until probably 48 hours or so right before game time. You know, this time of year, we like to stay focused on our individual and collective development. We don't get into game planning and division of labor until we absolutely have to. Right now, we want to stay in the camp mentality as much as we possibly can. So we have no decisions made in regards to Thursday night at this juncture.
Like, any chance some of the guys from the pup might be back Tuesday?
I don't know at this point. We're taking some of those things day to day. Some of those guys are day to day. Some of those guys are week to week. The vast majority of the pup guys, obviously, are week to week. So we'll evaluate their position when we get back from Philly.
Anything else?
Great.
All right,
thank you. Thanks, Coach.